You can join in the conversation anytime if you want to be on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's 833-563-2539. I've kind of got a combo thing right here. Two interesting things I was reading this morning, and it got me thinking about vacation, like taking time off, but also, what are you doing on that vacation? Are you adventurous? According to a new study, the age when we're most adventurous is 34, so I'm 1 year away from that. I'm 33. I'll be 34 later this year. December 10th, if you're keeping track and want to send me a gift or money, you can totally do that. Just DM me and I'll give you my Venmo account. We spend, they say, more than $2,000 a year on adventurous activities, and they give examples like trips, experiences like rock climbing or skydiving, and trying exotic food. Now, I like exotic food, but I don't think they mean like me going to a Thai or a Mexican restaurant.
No, I definitely don't think that's what they mean.
So I don't know. Like, I went on a vacation recently, and I was in the Pacific Northwest. I went to Vancouver. I went to Portland, and I went to Seattle. But I don't know. I went, like, and I climbed some rock, like some hills, like some trail walking. Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that's a little adventurous, but I'm right around that age bracket they're saying, and I don't think that applies. Now, I pray to God my wife Lindsay doesn't hear this, because this is exactly what she wants to do. She always says, I want to go on more adventures. You promised me adventures. And I think 2,000 is reasonable, but you guys, you're younger than me, but do you think that that's something that you are going to do more as you get older, closer to 34, you're going to be more adventurous and you want to be?
I hope so, because the only reason why I don't do some of this stuff now is because I can't afford it.
Yeah, you're broke.
I'm broke, so I don't have, you know, $300 extra to spend, like, skydiving.
That would be fun.
I don't know about rock climbing. I've done, like, the fake rock climbing inside, like, a gym, and it's way, way harder than it looks, so I can even imagine, like, actually rock climbing. But I guess, like, it is true, like, last year, or so, I don't know, maybe it was 2 years ago, I went sailing in the Caribbean, and I went on, like, the most dangerous hike in the world. Like, we were facing death.
Oh, yeah.
All throughout the hike, I was scaling rocks with just holding on to this, like, measly old rope, no harness, like, all of this stuff. So I definitely do believe this. I would think it would be younger, though, because I feel like a good majority of 34-year-olds are having kids. They're starting to start a family, and that's when you get, like, the least adventurous.
Yeah, I could see it being 24 instead of 34. Poor chap, what about you? I mean, do you feel like you're getting there? Do you think you're getting more adventurous, or are you kind of poo-pooed out?
I was definitely way more adventurous when I was younger. Like, I've been to Europe, like, a couple different countries over there. I've traveled all over the U.S., but now I'm just kind of, like, here, stuck and, like, broke.
Yeah, but do you think it's because you're broke?
Probably. I mean, yeah.
Let's just say, hypothetical, everybody made $100,000. To me, if you make $100,000, you are doing quite well.
Almost.
I imagine you're doing okay in life and you have no problem paying your bills. Let's say you make six figures, hypothetically. Are you going to go on more vacations?
Almost definitely.
So you, if you got the financial means, you're going on more. You're going to be more adventurous.
Yeah. Okay.
Liv, you too?
1,000%. I mean, I go
Not
on
me.
As many vacations as I can afford. In the past year, I've been to Atlanta, Napa, Hawaii, Chicago.
I wonder, like, who listening right now is adventurous and, like, where have you been? Can you make us jealous of all the places you've been going? 833-563-2539. If you do have something, call for that. Now, the other part I wanted to bring up is kind of vacation related. Porkchop was talking about, he's like, guys, do you care if I take a vacation again? I'm like, no, because he has all these vacation days. Porkchop never goes. A third of workers recently say in a survey of 1,000 people said that they are willing to part with up to 25% of their salary. So once again, let's say you made $100,000,
yeah,
you're making great money. They would take $75,000
any day.
They would drop that for unlimited time off.
Yeah. Any day of the week.
My wife works at a company where she gets unlimited time off. Now, everybody's got to approve it, but it is unlimited time off. Like, she can't just leave. But I'm like, that isn't real. I got to imagine if you work and you have unlimited time off, you still have to get your job done.
Right.
You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to be gone for 3 months and none of the work will get done.
No,
you
right.
know what I mean?
But I get that. But also, you can work from remote location. So my, actually, my boyfriend's sister, her boyfriend was working at a job like a year ago where he had unlimited time off. Mm. And when we went to Hawaii, he brought his laptop and he would do like 2 hours of work. He would wake up around like 8 a.m. and do 2 hours of work out from the balcony with this view of Hawaii behind him, drinking coffee, knowing he's going to have a full day of beach, hiking, adventures, all of that. I would 1,000% do that. I mean, who wouldn't?
Because here's my thing, though. You think it's going to be that easy and you're going to remotely work, but when the pressure adds up, like, Liv, where is this? We need your reports in and we need to file this. And they go, well, the Wi-Fi in Hawaii is not that good. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to be getting in trouble. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on vacation, like, I think about work. And it's not just that. I think everybody, even if you don't work in radio, if you know something's got to get done, Liv, you're a hippie and you've got to smoke weed or something's wrong with you.
I don't.
Because you don't care. You're so carefree. But I'm telling you, majority of people, I think that this unlimited vacation would backfire, and you're saying that you'd give up 25% of your pay? Absolutely not. Give me my 2-3, or if I can negotiate 4 weeks of vacation, like 5, 10, 20 days off, and give me my pay. Don't take my money away.
Dude, I would way rather have more time off and less money. I'm not joking. I really would. I'm not. And when I go on vacation, I don't think about work until maybe I'll like think about it for a second when I am like 2 days away from coming back. And then the day before I'm coming back, it is like full freak out, Sunday scary. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta go back.
Live the web, girl. You don't even think about work when you are at work. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard.